It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. And this week, of course, always underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. College football, the playoff is set. A lot of people in the Midwest are thinking, maybe Ohio State should have been number one, but instead it went to LSU. I think they made the right call. I think LSU is the number one team in the land, and we'll find out here in a few weeks. It'll be, of course, right after the holidays. They have the college football playoff. Number one, LSU, will take on number four, Oklahoma, and number two, Ohio State, will play number three, Clemson. The reason why a lot of the Buckeye fans didn't want to be number two is because you have to play Clemson. Because Clemson is very, very good, very dangerous, and they are really one, two, and three really good. Oklahoma got in because they got a big win in their conference championship, and they also belong. So it's interesting. A lot of people don't like this. A lot of talk about the college football playoff becoming an eight-team set instead of just four. I admit when I first saw it, I thought, you know, eight teams would be better. But now I kind of like the four, which means they'll probably change it to the eight. But that's the way it'll be. I think you kind of get the four best teams, and then you have just the two games, you know, well, three games total. And then you decide the champion that way. So it's LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma as the playoff teams going in to the national championship for college football. IU is going to the Gator Bowl. Did you see that? A lot of Hoosier fans were hoping for something warm, and they'll get pretty warm. It'll be Jacksonville, Florida on January 2nd for the Gator Bowl, and IU will take on SEC foe Tennessee. So it's the Hoosiers and the Vols January 2nd in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida. Get your tickets now. Notre Dame fans, kind of a strange bowl. They're going to the Camping World Bowl, and it's in Orlando. It's on December 28th. So Notre Dame will play Iowa State. First time these two programs have ever met, Notre Dame and Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl. On December 28th in Orlando. The good news is Orlando. On December 28th, it's after Christmas. The fans can enjoy Christmas with their family and then head south to catch the Irish against Iowa State. How about Marion University? They keep doing it. What a weekend they had, really. As a university and as an athletic department, they had Marion University football playing in the national semifinals. They had the women's soccer team playing in the national championship game. They lost. And they had the women's volleyball team playing in the national championship game, and they won it. Yeah. We're going to talk more about Marion volleyball in just a bit as their coach, Ashley Pritchard, will join us here on Catholic Sports Weekly. But really a quick update on the football program. They're in the national championship game. They got a win last weekend, and they're on their way to Ruston, Louisiana. I bet they're kind of wondering, darn, I wish it was still in Daytona Beach. But we'll see what Ruston, Louisiana does for the NAIA National Championship in football. That game is not until December 21st, so it'll be Marion University. They've been ranked number two, and they're taking on the number one team in the country, Morningside. So two undefeated teams, number one Morningside against number two Marion University for the football NAIA National Championship game. We'll talk much more about that next week as they get set to take on Morningside December 21st in Ruston, Louisiana. But first, let's talk more volleyball, more Marion University. Their coach, Ashley Pritchard, will join us next on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. As advertised, we have on the phone the national champion coach of the Marion University volleyball team, Ashley Pritchard, fresh from Sioux City, Iowa, and a national championship weekend. Coach, congratulations and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, it is so neat, and I know I used to work at Marion. I was there when you guys were kind of really just getting it started, and now to be national champion, what's it mean to you personally and for your girls and for the university to win the national championship in volleyball?
Yeah, it means so much. It is, you know, this program has just been a labor of love, and, you know, to see where we started just 8 years ago and where our program is now, it's such an amazing feeling. There's been so many people behind us that have supported us from day one, you know, from all the alums that have been through our program to help lay that foundation, you know, with the administration, with the staff that we've got back at Marion. And especially, you know, for me and my family, I've had so much support just throughout my coaching career, and it's definitely something I would not have been able to do without them.
Well, what was the tell me, let's talk first about the national championship in particular. You had to win, you won seven matches out there, right? You guys were 7-0.
Yeah, 7 in 5 days.
Wow, 7 matches in 5 days. That is, I know they make the basketball teams go through the same thing where they play so many games in so many days. Talk about that grind and the perseverance to get through that thing to win the championship.
Yeah, the first 3 days that we're out there, we're in a pool. So we're just playing one game a day. And, you know, we thought, you know, from the beginning we had a very good matchup with the three other teams that we were playing out there. And, you know, our goal all season was to get out of pool play. And then once you get out of pool play, you're straight into single elimination into Sweet 16. And we came up just a couple points short last year. And so that was motivation for our team all season, is we wanted to get out of pool play, be the first team out of our conference to be able to do that. Once we were able to get out there, we played, you know, that Sweet 16 Elite Eight game within, you know, about a three-hour time frame. You know, there was not much time for a break. And, you know, to go into the Final Four game and then the national championship game, there was really only about a five-hour break. And so, you know, it's all about stamina. It's all about energy, all about emotion at that point. Being mentally tough, and, you know, our team does a great job in the weight room with all of our strength coaches, specifically with Coach G, who works out with our team, and, you know, we were in shape, we were ready to go, the girls were focused, they could taste the national championship, and they weren't going to let anybody get in their way, and, you know, they absolutely were able to go undefeated at that national tournament and bring that banner home.
Yeah, 7-0 in the national tournament. Overall, 38-2 this year. Coach, that's pretty good. 38-2, my goodness. Did you ever see that coming this year? Did you know you had this kind of team?
We did. You know, we knew this was probably the most talented team that Marion Volleyball has ever had. You know, the team went through a lot this season. You know, we had a new coaching staff. I was gone for a couple weeks during the season with a newborn. And so, you know, we had to keep them all on the same page. But we knew this season was going to be something special with returning the group of seniors that we did with our underclassmen. We knew it could be something special as long as we stayed on the same page. And they absolutely did that all season long.
Yeah, we're talking with Ashley Pritchard, head coach of Marion University Volleyball. They are national champions. They won it this past weekend out in Sioux City, Iowa. And now you just get to relax a little bit, but you don't really get to because you're a new mom still. For the moms who listen to this show, you have a four-year-old and now a two-month-old. I saw you in the interviews after the match holding your baby. How tough is that to balance being a new mom and try to win volleyball games?
It's incredibly difficult. There's a lot of sleepless nights and exhausting nights. You know, when people say it takes a village to raise a baby, that's absolutely true. We've had, you know, so much help. I've had so much help from my husband back home, being able to keep our four-year-old daughter on her schedule and take her to and from school. And, you know, my mom was able to come out with me to Sioux City to pretty much take care of the little one while I was able to scout and watch film. And, you know, all of our team parents were taking turns kind of just helping, you know, watch the little one and give my mom a little bit of a break. But, you know, if there's something that you want to accomplish, you're able to do it. But it has been exhausting, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, well, I know it's like, you know, your children have a whole bunch of big sisters, don't they? And
yes.
I'm sure
they do.
How much does that play a role in it?
I think it plays a huge role in it. You know, I think it's, for me, being, you know, a younger female coach, it's really important that the girls can see that, you know, they can be a mom and still accomplish what they want to do. And, you know, our kids have been raised in the gym. My four-year-old has, you know, she knows all the girls by name. She goes and hangs out with them in the locker room. And And, you know, our girls are such an amazing influence on her. You know, I think it's important, too, for our athletes to see that they are looked upon by the younger ones and, you know, to be role models. And I think it's just a good reminder for them. But, our team's composed of 18 young women, and all 18 of them are young women that I would want my daughter to look up to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with my little two-month-old, they love to have him around. And they say he's our good luck charm, and he has to come back to every match now.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's undefeated.
Yes, he is.
You know, one thing I think is really cool is when you think about what you speak of the help that your husband and your mom and the girls, you're right, it does take a village. But also I think this, what we're seeing here, has how important the family unit is and how important it is to have that support and take care of one another. You live that every day, don't you?
I absolutely do. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a special thing. Tell me a little bit about what's next for you guys. I mean, is this a team that I noticed just looking at the roster, you have a lot of young talent still, and I'm sure it's you feel like, you know what, we're going to be pretty good again next year.
Yeah, we're really excited about those chances. You know, it's great to win a national title, and, you know, now we look ahead and see what we need to do to get back-to-back titles. We have a group of seven seniors that, you know, have been bought in from day one. They you know, came into our program knowing we hadn't even made the conference tournament that year. And so just that quick turnaround from what they were able to do within our program, they're going to be greatly missed. Just the leadership, the composure that they brought to our team. But we are bringing back a core group of young women. With, you know, I look especially within our sophomore class, you know, and we've got a good, solid recruiting class coming in. And, you know, for us, it's take a couple days off to be able to enjoy this moment, be able to kind of catch our breath, and then, you know, the 1st of January we'll be back out recruiting to keep building our program.
Yeah. Talking with Ashley Pritchard, head coach of Barron University Volleyball. They are national champs. They won it over this past weekend in Sioux City. And you mentioned briefly about the weight room and the training and all that was built in the last couple of years. And tell me the importance of that commitment by the university, of what kind of commitment there is there to overall athleticism, but really, you know, body, mind, spirit, and developing young women, not only to be great volleyball players, but to be great ambassadors of a great Catholic university.
Yeah, it's so important. Our weight room is phenomenal. It's top of the line. We've got, you know, four phenomenal strength coaches that'll work with all the teams. And I think for us, you know, the girls are in the weight room about 5 days a week in the spring.
Wow.
And we have, you know, knock on wood, been very blessed to not have too many major injuries. And I think that is a direct correlation to what they do in the weight room. You know, they're able to stay mentally focused. They're able to, you know, kind of work all those small muscles to keep them healthy. And they do a phenomenal job. And the amount of equipment and the facilities that we have at Marion are state of the art. There's no one around here that has that. And so for our students, for our athletes to be able to use that on a daily basis is amazing.
Are you going to be able to find room in there? Is Katie Gerald's going to let you hang your banner? She's got two basketball banners up there. She's got the two best spots, I think, in the arena, I think. And you've got to find a good spot for it. Do you have a good spot for that big red? For people who don't know, the NAIA really, really, when you win a national title, the trophy's great, sure, that's it, but it's the banner that you get, that big red banner, and they all look alike, just the sport changes. Where are you going to put that in the new place?
You know, we were joking that maybe we need to split the women's basketball banners and put ours in the middle, but, you know, they're so long that I don't think that's going to fit. So I think they'll take one side, we'll maybe take the other side, and we'll just keep building around the arena.
Yeah. I remember years ago I was blessed to have the opportunity to go into Dale Earnhardt's house back in Kannapolis, North Carolina. And when I walked into his house, he had these pillars in the room, and there were seven Winston Cup championship trophies sitting on top of each of the pillars. But he had three pillars left, and he was like looking at it. And I remember him saying, I looked at him and I said, oh, I said, you kind of built this for 10 championships, didn't you? And he goes, I sure did. Now, he unfortunately never got a chance to win his eighth, but that's kind of what you're looking at now, right? You've got a place where the basketball banners can be, and then now a place where you can start putting these volleyball banners, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, real quickly, talk about the perseverance of this program. You guys, when they built a new arena, you had to go off campus to play your games. That was over in Speedway. That was a, what was that last season that you did that?
Yes, it was last season.
So tell me about that, having, you know, trying to play your games off campus and practice and to try to recruit and to get through all that and then end with a national championship. Tell me about that perseverance.
Yeah, we kept telling the girls, you know, let's be patient. We can see what's on the horizon. We can see what's coming. So we've got to just take it the way it is. And, you know, it took us about 15 minutes every day to get to practice, to head over to the factory in Speedway. And, you know, we had every match there. We were undefeated at the factory. So we played all of our conference matches there as well as the conference tournament. And we loved our little space. But we could not wait to get back into our main gym and into the main arena. And so, you know, to be able to get back there this year and just see the beautiful addition and the renovations, it's been fun. Our girls are pretty resilient. They kind of go with the flow. They're going to work hard. And so for us to be able to be back in our arena this year and, you know, I think especially as a coach, not having to worry about them driving to and from practice and accidents and things like that, that was a big relief. So to be able just to stay on campus is great. But, you know, I think it's a true testament to our program. More importantly, a true testament to our girls, to what they do to help realize their dreams.
Yeah, and they did realize the dream. They are national champs. Ashley Pritchard, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Yep, thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Ashley Pritchard, head coach of Marion University Volleyball. They are national champs. We're going to take a break. Catholic Sports Weekly continues after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Catholic Radio Indy urges you to support our underwriters. They help keep the station on the air 24/7.
It's the season for giving. The Knights of Columbus Council 6138 in Greenwood invite you to bring some Christmas joy to the kids at Jabalt Children's Services in Terre Haute. Founded in 1921 by the Indiana Knights of Columbus as a home for wayward boys, today Jabalt serves both boys and girls with a variety of clinical issues and has provided life-changing opportunities for more than 9,600 children. KFCGreenwood.org has a list of gifts that you can get to help these young people have a merrier Christmas.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. It's my pleasure, as always, to welcome Todd Licklider. He's our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Coach, welcome. Good to have you aboard again to talk hoops and other things.
Always my pleasure, Will. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to see you. Of course, you're retired from coaching, but you're now full-time grandpa. How's the grandpa duty? How's the grandpa duties doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's not nearly as many losses in that job, you know? You take a loss when you're coaching and it stays with you a long time. This, I just enjoy them, send them home, let my children raise them, and I just enjoy them.
Yeah, I've told you the famous quote I heard from Lou Holtz one time. He used to say, he was talking about his eyes. He said, oh, these eyes have seen the lights of Paris and they've seen the lights of Rome. But the greatest sight these eyes have ever seen are the taillights of the grandkids going home. That was I don't know if that was a Lou Holtz original, but that's what he used to say. But
he's clever, you know it.
Yeah.
But I imagine he's a little bit of sarcasm or whatever in because I tell you what, I could take him for long period of time.
Oh,
I've got five.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about it. It is just the best part of life.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. I'm not there yet. I'm still loving my kids. But we're talking with Todd Licklider. He's our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Let's talk about your Butler Bulldogs. Of course, Coach Licklider, former Division I Coach of the Year. And this Butler team looks like it's the real deal. That win over Florida the other day was impressive, wasn't it?
I tell you what, I think that I've always believed in LaValle Jordan. I got to coach him as a player. He worked with me on staff. I think he's one of the very best. You know, I've said this before. I think I had the best staff in America, and it's starting to play out that way, you know. Jeff Meyer, who's an assistant for LaVal, was one of my first hires. So, but I've always believed in LaVal. He just has a great understanding of the game. He communicates well. But it takes some time to just kind of mold. I mean, I know we all say it, but I just don't know if we fully understand how difficult it is to, not because they're not willing, but just to learn how to be on the same page and mm-hmm. how to complement one another. And I got to see him when they were down in Kansas City, and I was so impressed with how connected they were.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's I think that's the beauty of the game anyway.
Well, I think also we have to have patient athletic directors and patient presidents of schools who let things like that develop. I was surprised the other day when Butler moved into the top 25, and they said that was the first time under LaVal that they were ranked in the top 25. And it's like, wow, really? I didn't realize that, but I guess it is. But a lot of coaches don't get a chance to ever get to the point when they can do the things that you can do in your fourth and fifth year, right?
It's sad. Yeah, that's why I've said Krzyzewski, he struggled in his third year. Can you imagine if they said, well, he's not getting it done? But, you know, I don't know the exact number of years, but when you say the first time in the top 25 under LaVal, it sure speaks to where the program, because I think my first year we won 13 in a row and moved into the top 25, and I think it was the first time in maybe 50 years or something.
Wow.
And now there have been really good teams. Barry Collier is a great coach. You know, I was fortunate I got to play for Coach Sexton. Great coach. But that ranking had, you know, we hadn't had that experience. And so now it's – LaVal's been there two or three years, and, you know, first time he's been ranked in the top 25. Well, that's pretty special. There are a lot of programs out there that – they've never been ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, you're right. Other schools around here, IU is off to a great start, but then they lost to Wisconsin, got drubbed pretty good. And Purdue looks good. They got a nice win over Virginia. I think we're going to have the same kind of thing when we roll into the, you know, into crazy time in March Madness. We're going to have some really good teams to keep an eye on, aren't we, around here?
I one of the things I like so much, Will, and I don't know that – I think it's kind of lost today. I think there's been a push to create an environment, an offensive environment in the game.
Yeah.
The people that are talking about the game and the people that, you know, are analyzing it and so on, they seem to think that the fans can only appreciate the, you know, the spectacular offensive plays, the individualism. Whereas when you mention Purdue and IU and Butler, you're talking about teams that are really committed to the defensive end.
Yeah,
they don't all do it exactly the same, but I just think that shows a lot of character. It shows, being connected, because you have to really complement one another defensively. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that part of the game because I think it takes character, and it's you know, such a big part of the game. When you look, they said that, I saw where, and I didn't see the Purdue Northwestern game, but I guess really low scoring, correct?
Yeah, real low scoring. I don't know the final either, but I remember it was in the second half, and I think they were still like in the 30s and the 20s or something like that after halftime.
And, you know, you can't hang on to the – you're not delaying the game because it's 30-second shot clock. And what's interesting is when they were talking about going to the 30-second shot clock, I was talking to some of the – coaches that were on the rules committee, and I said, I think it will help programs like what we had at Butler, where we're defensive oriented, because I can convince them, hey, we're only going to have to guard for 25 seconds. Stay in a stance, stay connected, keep moving, finish plays. And so what they're trying to do by decreasing the shot clock, speeding the game up, I think it's better for the defensive team.
Yeah, the final there was 58-44. So they held Northwestern to 44. The game before that, they held the Cavaliers of Virginia, defending national champs. They held them to 40. So that's some serious defense there. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things is Virginia, Purdue, those teams, they're not going to throw the ball away, and they're not going to take bad shots. So when the other team defends really well, it's going to take a little bit of, you know, they're going to have to take more of the shot clock, even though it's less time than what it was, it's, you know, a few years ago. They're still going to use more of the shot clock just because they're really well schooled and disciplined.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Mackey Arena, you know, when I was scouting for Boston, I went to a lot of facilities, a lot of games. I got a hand. I think Mackey Arena is just a great place to watch a game, and the environment and the fans. And then I've always been real impressed with Matt and what he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what Mackey has is a complete package for the fans. With the music and with the band and the paint crew and then just the way the arena is built. It feels like everything, it's a bowl. It feels like it's all right on top of you. So just kind of, if the team can generate the power, the momentum, and I know I was in that field a lot where you're trying to, is it the crowd that fires up the team or the team that fires up the crowd? I think the team has to be doing some things for the crowd to really get into it. Do you agree?
Well, and I think I was saying that Indiana, Purdue, Butler, they have a defensive mindset. Well, I always thought our fans at Butler understood that.
Yeah.
They would cheer a drawn charge, a stop. They had a great feel for actually how to compete in the game. It wasn't just all flash by any means. I tell this story. Jay Billis one time was going to walk. The Final Four was here, and he wanted to walk our team through what somebody in the Final Four was doing to display it. And he was going to show a lob dunk, and one of the players said, "Oh, the guy can dunk on our teams in class." We only had one guy, supposedly. They were joking, of course,
yeah.
But we weren't opposed to any of that. We've had some great players and some guys that were, mm-hmm. had plenty of ability, no question. But we were okay with doing what I guess you'd call the dirty work,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, done. Well,
and our
you.
Fans
yeah.
were okay with it.
Yeah,
they liked the idea that, hey, this game is played on both ends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Coach, thank you very much. We are done with this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. We would love to have you on again. We will do that as we get the turn of the new year. Thanks, Coach.
It's always my pleasure, Will. Thank you.
That's Coach Todd Licklider, and that's this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.